Well, I think we're now on air, and we have Sally Maunder with us this afternoon, who's going to tell us something about her experience of Scottish country dancing. My name is Brian Hacker, and I'm currently secretary of the Queensland branch of RSCDS, and looking forward to having a nice conversation with Sally. Sally, tell us a bit about yourself, how you became interested in Scottish country dancing.
Well, I have a friend who has been doing Scottish dancing for quite a long time, and I was having a conversation with her about it, and I asked her about the steps that you did and was it difficult, and she said, "Oh, no," she said, "can you skip?" And so she showed me how she skipped, and I said, "Oh, I can do that," and I showed her, and then she said, "Oh, can you do it like this?" And she did another little skip. And I said, "Oh, I can do that too." And she said, "Oh, you should come along." And so I said, "Oh, I think I will." And it was at a time where I'd sort of reduced my workload and I had more time. And so I thought, "Oh, this is an opportunity to find a new interest." And so I went along, and the very first night it was a lot of fun. And I felt very encouraged that I was able to do it quite easily, even though I had to sit out on the more difficult dances. And so I've just kept going, and I've been going all year.
Yes, you dance at the same club as I do in the southern part of Brisbane, and we've known each other now for quite a few months. And your dancing experience started less than a year ago, didn't it?
Yes,
And
in February.
in February, and we are now towards the end of October, and it's been great having you coming along to our group, and we hope you'll continue to join us. It's been lots of fun. Well, there's a question here about the branch. As I explained, I'm secretary of the branch, but I think quite a lot of newer dancers, as they come into Scottish country dancing, and unaware of how widespread Scottish country dancing is. And it's of course centered in Edinburgh. And one of the advantages of having a group like RSCDS is of course that you can travel anywhere in the world, or pretty well anywhere, and join a group and dance with them. And hopefully you'll join the branch in due course.
Yes, well, I was thinking of doing that, and a number of the other people who are dancing have encouraged me to come along to the summer school next year. And so that's a thought. I thought, you know, being a member of the branch, I should be able to go along and join in some of these sort of community dances that you have. What do you call them? They're sort of the
Well,
gatherings, aren't they?
there are a number of dances which the branch does put on. Of course, the clubs themselves put on a wide range of dances, some formal and some less so. Every year in Australia we have a winter school, in fact, and the next one is going to be in New South Wales. But we also have a number of events here in Queensland. We're hoping to have a formal ball next year, and potentially a weekend event at a place called Maroon Dam. And these are activities which are very much enjoyed by a number of our dancers, and you'll get to know more about them and hopefully join us at some of those activities.
Yes, well, I sort of haven't felt that I was confident enough to go along and dance because, you know, it'd be awful if you were dancing for people and I made a mistake. So, but when I become more confident with the dances, I will be quite happy to come along and join in.
Well, we all make mistakes, and it's nice that our teachers usually teach dances before major events. We've got the St Andrew's Social coming up towards the end of November, and our teacher is teaching the dances for that event at this stage. So hopefully, Sally, you'll be coming fully aware of at least many of the dances at that, and we hope you'll join us there.
Yes, we've been practicing them, so I'm looking forward to that.
And of course we've been practicing Book 49 dances, which the new book produced by the branch, and getting to enjoy some of those very new dances, which I think you've appreciated too.
Yes, we went learned one last week, didn't we?
That's right.
And it was a lovely dance.
I forget what it was called. Doesn't matter, anyway. Well, you've told us when you learned to dance. Who taught you?
Kathy
McLeod.
McLeod, yes. And I just came along, and Kathy, you know, broke the dances down into simple parts so that she would teach, you know, one part and then we would practice it, and then she would teach another part and then we'd practice it and then practice them together, and then we were able to you know, do the dance through. And after she's taught it, she would sort of start by saying, now you do this movement and then you do that movement and then you do this movement. And of course it was quite overwhelming for me at first because I didn't know any of the names of the steps or the terminology that you used, and so it just sort of was like water trickling over my head, and I just sort of sat there and or stood there and just listened, and I thought, oh, I hope I remember.
Well, Kathy's a fully qualified teacher, and got her qualifications really many years ago, and you're a teacher in your working life yourself. You probably appreciated the approach that Kathy took and found it very helpful.
Yes, well, that's exactly how I would teach something. Mm. And, you know, I've actually taught little children simple country dances. And, you know, that's exactly how you do it. You teach a little part and then you dance it. Then you teach a little part and then you dance it. And then you put the two parts together.
Mm.
And that's how it works for everybody who's teaching. And actually the other two ladies that teach us using the same strategy, and you know, they often teach the hard part first so that, you know, then you do the other parts and it doesn't seem as hard, and they both are very helpful.
I believe this is the recommended approach from Edinburgh, which is why our teachers are taking that approach, and it's good that you find it so rewarding. And do you find anything particularly challenging? Do you any particular movements? Are you equally happy with slow dances like Strathspeys and reels and jigs and so on? Or
no, I don't find any. All the dances are, you know, quite easy. Easy in as much as picking up the rhythm, because I tend to be fairly musical and have a musical background, and I've danced a lot in my life. I danced as a child and in ballet, and I've done ballroom dancing, and I've done country Australian dancing, and I've done Greek dancing. So, you know, I've had, you know, a little bit of experience, and so picking up the rhythm wasn't the difficult part. It was more being in the right place at the right time. And luckily, you know, dancing with the experienced dancers that we have at the group, you know, there's always someone there. If I'm heading off in the wrong direction, there's somebody there to just give me a little tap or put their hand out to remind me which way I'm going. And, you know, it means that so much that you can just get through the dance without messing it up for everyone else as well as yourself. So really it's everybody who's there is teaching me, not just the teachers.
I think that's right. I think it's really good to have a mixture of people with different skills and experience to help newer dancers, and your background in dancing was obviously a great help, and we certainly find that with people who are hoping to or planning to start Scottish country dancing, that where they've had that background in music or dancing, it's very helpful, and they get along very much faster. And you've probably answered this next question about the key characteristics of Scottish country dancing. I think you mentioned being in the right place at the right
Well, that's exactly
time.
right. You sort of need to be able to sort of visualize it from above, looking down, and see the pathways, but also knowing where the dance is going from different positions when you're first dancer or second dancer, and learning the dance from different positions is really important. And also, you know, how you interact with the main dancing couple, you know. If you're in the third position, you may dance differently to when you're in the second position. And so you have to know the dance from each different part because it's sort of like a little jigsaw that goes together in at a different time, sort of
And the
thing.
important thing is to not lose any of the jigsaw pieces, isn't it?
That's right. I also think that, you know, having good posture is part of the dance too. You know, it's sort of graceful, and as you're dancing, you need to, you can't be like a sack of potatoes. You sort of, you know, have to have this good posture and hold yourself nicely as you dance, because otherwise it doesn't feel right for me. And there's that particular dance that we do where we dance around. It's a triangle, and it's a strathspey, and you dance around there, and the music it makes me feel like I've stepped back in time when I'm dancing it. It's just beautiful because, you know, you're standing straight and you're doing these long sort of elongated steps, and it's just
That's
quite magical.
Wind on Loch Fyne
Yeah.
that Sally's talking about, which
Yes.
we've done now and again, and is very popular with our group. And I certainly agree, posture is very important. And as one of our teachers says, a smile, a welcoming smile to one's partner
Yes.
and covering.
Yeah.
What do you value most? I think you've answered that already about Scottish country dancing.
I think it's a very enjoyable way to improve your fitness. But also, there's such a feeling of accomplishment after you've completed a dance and you haven't messed it up, you know, and it just feels so exhilarating to have, you know, got through the dance, and you know, it's so enjoyable moving in time with the music. I really love it.
Well, that's great. And to whoever's listening to this interview, I might come back to saying that Sally's been dancing for just 6 or 7 months,
That's right.
and it's lovely to have that sort of response from a newer dancer. May I call you a newer dancer?
Yes, you may.
I'm anticipating you'll be dancing with us for quite a number of years. Are there changes that you'd like to see, or have you not been with us for long enough? Numbers, of course, here in Queensland, as in other parts of the world, are rather going down. It would be nice if numbers were increasing, but we're certainly very pleased to have newer dancers. Are there any ways you can think of that we can encourage newer dancers?
Well, I think Scottish dancing is one of those things that if you can walk, you can dance it, because it's not, you know, you don't have to fling yourself around the floor or anything. If you can walk, you can dance it, and I think it should really appeal to people as they get older. And so perhaps we need to be marketing to the what do you call them, the grey nomads, and get them out there and saying, you know, this is fitness for you to keep you alive a bit longer and an enjoyable way of doing
Well,
it.
you may not know it. We've at least a couple of 90-year-olds in our branch who are dancing. Indeed, we went to the 90th birthday anniversary of one of them just this last year or so.
This year, yes. Well, I just
Um,
think
mm.
it's a sort of a gentle exercise. I mean, it can be, it can make you puff because, you know, when you're doing some of the dances, the faster dances. But at the same time, you know, really, you don't have to do anything other than do skipping and being in the right place, and it's really good for your brain because you've got to remember the moves, and it's just a gentle exercise. So I think it's terrific.
As you say, terrific physically and mentally as well. It keeps the brain alert and is most enjoyable too. Do you have any other thoughts that?
Well, for me, I'm sort of thinking that now that I'm getting more confident about knowing where I'm going, I really now have to work on my footwork and making sure that I'm using my feet properly. So that's where I'm going to from now on, and I'm going to make sure that I, because I watch the other ladies and, you know, their feet are really lovely, the way they do their little skips and, you know, put their leg out beautifully. And so I've got to try and make sure that I can do it rather than just skipping and making sure I'm in the right place at the
And the
right
skip
time.
change of step, yes.
Yes. So those are the things that, and making sure I'm on the right foot when I'm supposed to be on the right foot, on the left foot, or when I'm supposed to be on the left foot, I think. Yes.
Well, it's certainly good to have a program in mind, things that you can concentrate on trying to improve. And you've been a very welcome addition to our graceful Scottish Country Dancing Club. We've enjoyed your company and your dancing, and we hope you'll bring along some more friends, perhaps,
I'm going to work
to
on that.
have to work on that.
Yes.
Well, thank you very much, Sally,
Thank you.
and we look forward to dancing again soon.